Okay. We're holding a Mishaburas on Sif Dalet. So we're holding a Sif Katan Ches. So the first case was that the city was near was wider on one end and more near, excuse me, more narrow on the other side. So you look at a Kilo Kula Rechav. Hainu. Kishabon Limdor HaTchumen. It's a walk on Makotzer. We come to calculate the Tchum on the short end. Okay. We don't measure from where the narrow width of the city where the wall is at this point in time. We first widen the area to make it equivalent to the wide side of the city. Then you measure your 2,000 amas from that wider area. Come in again. Who is Yevonis? Tess, Mitzurasa, come in, Kof Pshuta. A gam looks like a chav sofis, a chav pshut. A kikashis shabatei benuyim kechatzi igol. The houses of the city are at a half circle. Benishnei rasha makom pani, and from the two edges of the city, there's an open area between the two ends. So you say like this: if it's kamin gam or kamin kashis, and the distance from one rosh to the other rosh is less than 4,000 amas. Shatchuma rosh shalzu, mulva b'shatchum rosh ha'acher. They overlap. The two tchumim overlap. Therefore, nasas irachas ayedezer. We count it as one city. We're in kilo hoyam mole batim b'mokam hacholo. And we deal with it as if the whole area in the middle was full of city houses. And therefore, b'adim apayim miksoyis akashas v'cholo. So, since the city is shaped as such, the question really is: how do we look at the middle of the city? Is that part of the city or not? So we're going to say like this. If the distance from one end to the other end is such that you can walk from one to the other, halachically, the two chumen will overlap. Right? So a person could theoretically, the two areas are connected. So that's all part of the city then. If this is all part of the city, so this whole area is full of houses as far as we're concerned. That's city. It's not open area. So we measure 2,000 amas from there. So you measure from the yeser. What's the yeser? Yeser nikra chevel akosher b'shnei k'sayis akashas. When you have a bow and you attach the string to the bow, that string is called the yeser. So in this situation where it's bent like this straight line is called the yeser. Misham b'holam b'din ha'paimah. Okay. And he said we look at the whole area between the yeser and the keshes as if it's mole batim. So now Mishabur says, let's take that same thought process and it's applied to the case where it's asuyin kimin gam. So Ren kiluk malaya batim. So you look as if that area in between, so we have a gam like this, or that, or like an L shape, whatever. And there's houses here and houses here. So we're going to look at the area in the middle, since it's less than 4,000 amas from here to here. We look at that as all, it's all one city. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to add another kenach, though. So we fill it up. So the case of the keshes, we fill it up, like, and all that's filled in. The case of the gam, when you fill it up, do you fill it up like this? Do you fill it up as a square? Because we have a din of rivua. So we'll fill it up as a square. So the halacha is, but so if this is your L, and from here to here is less than 4,000 amas, and your hypotenuse, then we say, oh, this is all part of the city. Well, it's all part of the city. Then it's a lach of ribua. We square it. So we square it off like this. Right, but if it's more than 4,000 amas, so then these are like two. We don't look at it as all this part of the city. So this area is empty. Okay, so we leave it empty. Okay, kilo male batim. Al ken yochel leilach kol chalal shemin roish hakeshes ad yesser. Ben anlo becheshben al payim. So a person goes in the case. We talk about the case of the bow. The bow is like this, and he's here. He can walk all the way till here, and that's not counted at all in his calculation of his tum yet. He starts counting to the tum from here and onwards. So in the scenario where if I don't know why you pick north and south. If your bow is such that this is north and this is south, so you can walk all the way from the south all the way to the north along the Yesser, and that doesn't count in your 2,000 Amos at all. That counts like part of the city. So you have a 1,000 Amos, and from here and onward is when the 2,000 Amos calculated. We deal with that as like it's all part of the city. We said before, a whole city is always counted like just 4 hours. If, however, between the two ends is more than 4,000 Amos, then you only measure from the keshes, a tam, from the bow, not from the string, not from the yeser. Kiman the en mvloy matchum zeb zeb, yeshal halach miksei hakeshes oecho the kotz hasheni. You can't walk from this edge of the keshes to this edge. You can't walk there. It's more than 4,000 Amos. If you make an ruvah tchumah, you still wouldn't be able to walk there. So you can't say, well, this area is all part of the city. No, it's not. It's clearly not part of the city. Therefore, so you'll start counting your 2,000 Amos from here and go 2,000 Amos, and that's it. Now, miskim ha-poiskim. L'chol zeh k'sharoy tzalei lech derech ha-chalal shel ha-keshes ara yeser u-lo-holo. I want to go walk through that open space. But we're not going to say that the person who lives in the city, this is his city. And that the rule is the city, you get the whole city plus 2,000 Amos past that. So he can walk all the way from here to the other end and then 2,000 Amos. So he have a very interesting tchum, this fellow. If he wants to leave this way, here's 2,000 Amos. That's it. If he walks like this, he has 2,000 Amos this way. It's a very interesting calculation of his tchum. Okay, now, so the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, so at that point, if the distance between here and here is more than 4,000 Amos, this whole area is empty. Comes from Baal Rambam says, no. I mean, but since it's a bow, at some point in time, the area will be less than 4,000 Amos. So we're going to count that area and inside of that as, yes, part of the city. Here is not part of the city. This is open area. But as it moves in, from that point and above, will be considered part of the city. Even though the total edge was more than 4,000 Amos apart, there is a point where it's not 4,000 Amos apart. So up to that point, it's still part of the city, and it's if it's full of houses. So, if this is your caches, and this is 6,000 Amos apart, here's where it's 4,000 Amos apart, so this whole area is full. The person who lives here would not start counting 2,000 Amos until he gets to here. Not where, you know, where the city, the actual bottom ends. Because he has that area is filled in with houses.
But it shouldn't just be, but at the very tip with 6,000 Amos, there's some other distances where it'll be less than 1,000 Amos going in. It's not just across. I mean, like points, there's points like between here and here to be a short distance too. I mean, you were saying like between here and here.
Right, so that's the case of the Ramah. The Ramah is saying
from here to here
that if I get a point where it's less than 4,000 across, so then this is all part of the city.
Right, above there.
All right, so the point is like this. The point is, what's the Kiddush over here? Well, we'll see later on. Then you calculate cities. You want to make cities one. The gap is much less than 4,000 amos. The gap that we work with is 140 amos, 141 amos and change. So why is this why is 4,000 amos a valid option over here? Because Betzim, this is one city. This is really all one city. Mm-hmm. So the question is, it's a city with an empty space. So how do you look at a city with an empty space? So what we're mechadish, if you look at a city with an empty space, if you look at the distance from one part of the empty part of the city to the other part of the city is less than 4,000 amos, which means theoretically you could walk from one to the other.
Right.
So that's not empty. That's called part of the city.
Right.
So here's where the problem starts.
Well, from here to here, I could say the same thing. It's less than 4,000.
Yeah, but it doesn't help you. But say from here to here, it's like two different cities.
Yeah, but from here to here is the same city. From here to here is less than 4,000.
Listen, again, this is all one city, Betsy. I have a problem. In my city, I have an empty space.
Right.
So the empty space is defined by the fact that there's area here and area here, which are the city ends, and now it's empty. So I need to address this whole area. I can't address part of the area by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So Ramos says, so the Mechaber says it's finished. Either it's all one city or it's not. So
okay,
that's the Mechaber.
That's simple, yeah.
Good. Because Ramos says, you know what? Why do you look like that? Each area over here, it's
just
corresponding
judged.
Area over here, are they one or not? That's what Ramos looks at. The same way you talk from here to here, that's the issue which we're addressing.
Yeah, but why are you taking from here to here? I can go from here to here, or from here to here. Right. There's many points. Why just from here to here? I can go from here to here also.
So the same way when I'm here.
Yeah.
What about from here to here? What about from here?
To here to here to here. It's from here to here, say.
So
it's less than 4,000.
So why do I need this should be 4,000 amos?
That's 6,000, so that's no good.
Right, so why do I need 4,000 amos over here? Why do I need that? Why would that be the final?
They have to join.
Some people get more.
So what the Ramah is saying is because the problem is created because there's two ends to a city. Nobody said this is an end and this is an end. This is not an end. This is right? The problem is there's two ends. So the city has created a gap. This is all. So from here to here, these are like we call them ends in a certain sense. The city ends. The corresponding part of the city stops here and stops here. This is not a corresponding part of the city.
Okay.
I want to walk there.
An inch before there. I mean, that's not the very end. I mean, a foot before it.
Well,
that's not the very end.
Okay, so the most important saying that visibly the corresponding parts, its corresponding parts are always going to be calculated.
He's saying corresponding, but it has to be like a cross.
Yeah.
It has to be parallel.
That's what we're addressing.
It has to be this direction, he's saying.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're addressing.
But what if this extends further down?
No, but then you have to count from the end then. No.
No, this comes down more than this.
Oh, if one end goes down further than the other.
Right.
So you would count.
What is the parallel? What is the line?
You would do the parallel.
Connect the ends. You connect the ends.
No, you do straight across. Because this to this is your gap that you have to address. Even though it extends further, so this part of the city extends further, but from this city, its problem is that there's a gap between it and here.
Yeah.
Can you fill that up or not? You wouldn't do it like that, which is different than the case of the Gam, which he has over here, where we do from here to here, because those are the two ends of the city, are really here and here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we create a Ribua to this end.
So if this came down further, why would that be different from the case where we have the city that's a rectangle where one side is longer than the other? So we start, we measure, we draw the lines from the long side.
It's two different halachas. One is the issue of ribua, which is a concept called ribua, which means that we always make a city a square or a rectangle. And this is a new issue of how do we address gaps? How do we address an issue of a gap in a city?
Well, it's really the same issue. The question is, how do we enclose the city
in
something?
See, Marshall, I think there's a picture later on over here. There isn't a picture later on. Maybe there is a picture later on. Maybe in the back. There is eventually... Okay, now that I don't use all of the city, then the next step is Ribua. Right. Okay. So now this is more than 4,000. This is more than 4,000 amos.
Right.
So now you have to draw your tchum. I mean, so the top part you make a square, and the bottom part you also make a square.
That's your act of being merabeya, the city. That's a separate issue. How you're merabeya, a city. Mm-hmm. Right. There's another issue is, but I have a city with a gap. How does the local look at a city with a gap? So we're being mechadish. If theoretically one gap, one end of the city to the other end of the city, the gap is not so significant, so we don't look at it as it's causing the city to end there. Okay. Yedzayim. He adds in. Where is it going now?
Elo.
Album ain b'neim alpayim. Elo b'neim. So if there's only 2,000, now comes on. Let's discuss a different issue. It's very wide, but it's not deep. So from the top of the caches to this yeser is less than 2,000 amas. So even though it's 6,000 amas wide, it's only 2,000 amas this way. I fill it in. Because every part of the city is accessible from the city. So then, if any point in the kesher, you can reach that yeser. Mm-hmm. So the whole gap is now filled with the houses. Now, I'm going to rub Shaddai to Zalamahani Zerak, Yershim, Roshi Hakeshes, Shiachalam Lele. So what does this do for me? So it creates a din. Okay, so this is 6,000 amas. I mean, it's less than 2,000 amas. So we say, okay, this is all filled. So it means now what happens is the guy could walk from here to here, even though 6,000 amas. Good. So they're more going to run. However, I will yeshu begaga kashas lamalo. Listen to me. But when you're sitting here, say, well, okay, this is full of houses, so I can count my 2,000 amas from here. No, you can't. The gap creates a halacha that it's empty. So it's empty, you start counting your 2,000 amas from the caches. I tell me it's full. So he's splitting the two halachas. Regardless of that, I want to walk from here to here, I can do that. I want to walk from here to here, where there isn't in tchum, it starts from here, not from the yeser. They disagree and they say that you don't split the two. And he gives you a whole list of names over there. Sim Chaim, Evan Ezer, Evan Oizer, the Maimon Mordechai, Master Shekel, the Gro, all disagree and say that you can't split the two. Okay, but now the kuliyam and b'tarim b'pali hakeshes lelech alpaim amar mepatem ulamalo b'cholinyan. We go the other direction. That everybody agrees this is much fine. So that's not a chiddush. Okay, hey sif hey, kol beis dira shu yotze meyuvir. So we have a situation where you have a city, and then there's a dwelling place which is outside of the walls of the city, outside of the end of the city, but it's not too far away. If hoya beinor levein ir shivim ama ushne shlishim. If the distance from the city until that house was 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma, or less, why 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma? Shush tzela beis hosayim hamurubois. So, if you take an area which is beis hosayim, the beis hosayim is 50 by 100 amas. A base saw is a 50 by 50. A base sasayim is 50 by 100. So that's 5,000 square amas. If you make it into a square as opposed to a rectangle, so it's going to be shortly more, a little more than 70. 70 times 70 is 4,900. So if you calculate out the number, it's going to be 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma, and actually a little more besides a little part of an etzba. So that's called shivim amas. Referred to in the halacha, usually shivim amas v'shirayim, 70 amas plus a little more. So if that house is within beis hasayim of the city, I mean, somebody said before, remember, beis hasayim is an area which even which we discussed it, it's enclosed. It's called a usable area. It's for dira, etc. So immediately outside of the city, the first base of Siam is not called. That's all part of the usage of the city, the base theater, etc. And there's a house there. Oh, that's all part of the city. If it's 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma, oy pochas mizah or less. Raise it starfully here, menachshav mimenu. So that house is part of the city. And therefore, shabbatim lo alpayim amma l'chol ruach, v'adim chutz mi beis dira zeh. We measure from this house and onwards. But now that we measure from this house and onwards by the house, we extend the line of the city. So the city is yay long, 2 miles long. There's a house here. We don't say the tchum is like this. So this house is extended to the city, and now the tchum is drawn like this. Okay. So the house extends as if the whole city extended that whole direction of the city. So it was to the east. So the whole eastern end of the city is considered extended to where that house is, and you draw your tchum from there. So the Mechaber said like this, that this idea that a Beis HaSayim is part of the city still, because we saw before Beis HaSayim is an area where a person usage, etc. So we make an argument, forget about it, there's a house there. My city, the city, here's the wall of the city. Before you start counting the tchum, you add your Beis HaSayim, because that's still called usage of the city. And you only start counting your tchum from here. Mechaber says, no, there has to be a house there. Because then when there's a house there, the house is using this area, the city's using this area, they're all one. Okay? No house, you start counting your tchum from the wall. Comes the Ramah, says, no, you always count from the 70 amas. Not only that, if there's a house there, that extends to the city, now you count 70 amas after the house. Before you start counting your tchum. Because you always give 70 amas as usage for the city before you start counting your tchum. Now, Zalta Mishabur Yutes, base theory. Al Misha Ein Doran, but it was a base theory, even though right now nobody's living in it. But since it's a base theory, that's sufficient. Okay. Chusm base theory, Zer. Pirish, what does that mean? So we draw a line parallel to where this house is, all the way along that direction of the city, which makes the tchum now equal in all places. We always make an even tchum, and then we measure the tchum from there. Came along the Ramah, and the Ramah said, "Okay, b'chol mokum shemar the pirish." K'she'em sham based here. Shach shivim amos. There's no house within 70 amos. Still, noisin gam kain shivim amos v'shirayim le'ir. You give your 70 amos into the zama and an etzba to the city. V'ha'chach merdim the tchum, and then you start counting. And then you start measuring the tchum. Okay. V'day rishon ein noisin shivim amos v'shirayim le'ir achas klal. You don't give it. You don't give it to a city. So you count the 2,000 amas from the wall. The case where it'll play a role is if there's a house there, part of the city, or there's two cities and they're very close to each other, and the gap between is one karfif's worth, 70 amas this way, 70 amas this way. It's all one city then. The carpet is based on Sinai. So over here it's 70 amps. So the Ramah is Mekel. The Bir Locha, when he talks about it, he brings that it's a Rami Rundberg, it's quoted by the Rosh and the Mordechai, it's the Rashba. The Mechaber, on the other hand, is a Rambam. And it's a smag, and it's a ritvo, and it's a rav. The mice of the minute we make all, you can't be mecha b'yare.
You can't.
But the Be'er Locha points out the Ramah said two coolers over here. Can't be mecha.
You know?
There are two kulas. So number one, you always count 70 amas, whether there's a house there or not. Number two, if there's a house there, you get 70 amas beyond that. That second point, I don't think you should be making a lot, he says. Because that already, most pieces of shita is holding out like that. That second point, that a bias gets a dinner carve afterwards also, mm-hmm. that's a different ball. Now, it's interesting that over here in the Moshe of Dirshu, they raise a question. So when we say that you measure the Shimam and Rishirayim, you measure that, he says, not from the Ribuah, that you measure from the actual houses. So sometimes that will not give you too much, because if you have let's say a something like this, you know, how the city goes like this, so you make your Ribuah like this. But you measure 70 Amas, won't necessarily go beyond that line, you know, so it won't always necessarily give you a lot of space. There's actually a sefer called Kuntras Ribuah here. You know, like nowadays they have a very, very specific shiur sefer, a sefer called Ribuah Ha'ir, right? How to square off a city. Because that actually is not a simple halacha how to do that. So he talks about this issue. Okay. So one area where we'll get ahead of ourselves in Siv Zayin, this issue of the two karpithos is when you have an area which is uninhabited. You're going to see what's called the base dira. Okay, so it's not called the makom of dira, so tchum starts. But if I have theoretically in my city, I have a city, and then there's this like park area, and there's another city, there's a house on the other end. For our purposes, that's not called a base dira. So this city has its own tchum. The city has its own tchum. But if the gap between the two is less than 280 feet, right? So then it's all one city. Because it has two karpifus. If it's more than 280 feet, so one of the issues that comes up, very, very common issue, is an interstate. The width from across the beltway, from where their fence is to the other side, is more than 280 feet. Sometimes depends where it is. So because you have a median in the middle, etc. So once you add everything up, across 270, between the six lanes going this way, six lanes going that way, and the median in the middle, and their empty area where they have the right of way, it's more than 280 feet. So you can't combine the cities on the east side of the 270 cities and the west side of the two different. So you start counting your tchum when you get to 270. Mm-hmm. So common problem you have is a person. They're doctors in Shady Grove. The woman is doctors in Shady Grove, so she wants to go to Shady Grove on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So she can go there, but she's outside of her tomb. So calls when she's in the hospital, that's no problem. So she can stay in the hospital. As her husband comes along, fine. They can, you know, they're coming back from once she's outside of the tomb. So it becomes a little more complicated.
What? Is it safer? Torah or Yaletas? It's this role that had this.
Yeah, this is. This is so
I told my wife, we have to go to Shady Grove. Yeah. I worry about that here. I saw in the safer. Eretz Yisrael did a safer. He said, right? I said, right.
Yeah.
He told me not to.
I think you know.
We don't think about it.
I don't know. I mean, see if you could find the question's bridges. That bridges, we get back to bridges. You know, bridges comes back and plays a major role. Okay, let's see. Vav. Hoyabayas karav l'ir b'shivim ama ubayasheni karav l'bayas arishon b'shivim ama ubayashishi karav l'sheni b'shivim ama v'chein ad mahal kaman yamin. There's the city ends, and then there's another house, you know, just beyond the limits within 70 amas, and then another one after that, etc., etc., etc. So that hareakol kirachas, so it's all one city. When you start measuring your tchum, the tchum starts measuring after the last house. So it has to be 4 amas by 4 amas or larger. It can be a shul, might be outside of the city, a shul, but there's people. There's somebody who lives there, the shamish, lives there, so it's used for. They have priests who live there, or they could live there.
Right,
so she
is for him.
Well, or you have a storage place where there's a place for somebody, the watchman can live there. V'hageshur v'hakever sheyesh ben beis tira. You have a cemetery, there's a person who's a wife, he takes care of the cemetery.
Lives there.
Or the gesher, there's a bridge and there is a person who stays there to take care of the collecting the tolls, etc. So he lives there. Mm-hmm. So all of these are cases of, it has to be these 4x4, and it's a place where somebody actually lives there, or could live there. It's made for that purpose. So all of those would be considered extensions of the city. Okay, now he gets involved in how many walls do you need for this area? You have three walls with no roof. But if the area is 4x4, so A doesn't have four walls, only has three walls, and B doesn't have a roof, that's also enough. You have a house which is built right by the port. You have like a little house where they store things and somebody stays there to take care of it, etc. And that's within 70 amos of the city. That would extend the city. Or even if it has two walls. So the Mishabura says that the case was that originally it was a place where somebody, you don't live in two walls. So the case originally it was a place where a person lived and it had more walls. The walls were damaged. You only left with two walls, but the roof is still intact. Now the tikra maziva, so the Shibra takes out the word maziva. Maziva was the tit, etc., which they would use to allow you to have a second layer. They don't need a second layer; it's just one roof. You want a second layer. Umaorash yesh binyan up here. The yesh ba beis tira. You have a cave which has not just the cave. We have it has a building in front, and somebody lives there. Kolim istarfen ima and hoyutar shivim ama v'shirayim. All these will count towards your extending the city to within 70 amas of the city. So you extend the city to that point, you draw a line parallel to that point, all the way along that direction of the city, and then you count your 2,000 amas. The person's actually still living there, but it doesn't have a roof. The bridge, the basic core, says where nobody's living there. A pit, a sheikh is like a trench, mor is a cave. There's a place where you have a birdhouse. Or a house in the ship. They don't count. Okay, now let's say imhoyu shnei batim keelu negato ir dinim keir ha'asuya kekashas. So the Mishavur says that the correct gear that the correct gear is not shnei batim keelu negato ir, but if batim keelu negat shnei rashihu ir. So. The best way to discuss it over here is the picture over here. So if you have an extension all the way at this end, and this area is more than 2,000 amas away from the city, so you need less than 4,000 amas between the two sides, you look like a caches, the set that you're going to measure from here and onwards. Now, the
the Sharetzin over here. The Sharetzin. Okay. Well, let's see when Shabbat explains that point. Let's see. You know what? Let's hold it here. It's 9 o'clock already.